Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Grant. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive towards third. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Summa. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Rogel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Tate reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Tate tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tate scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive towards third. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hoffman settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Summa reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 1 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan scores. Summa moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summa scores. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman is hit by the pitch. Gerber moves to second. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruffing bunts towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Lind covering, for the out. Gerber moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Gerber scores. Hoffman scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell is hit by the pitch. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerber. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Gerber steals second. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hoffman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rogel bunts towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Ruffing moves to second. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 3 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Caldwell pinch hits for George Grant. Bruce Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Ruffing covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Williams trying to get to home. Jameson throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Williams, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.